Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here at the 2017 Reese's Senior Bowl with the Michigan Wolverine standout, Ryan Glasgow. Ryan, obviously you guys had a fabulous career, and you were part of that Wolverine Nation to kind of turn things around in Ann Arbor. What was kind of, you know, be part of that to bring Michigan back to prominence?
It was awesome. You know, for a few years there, we weren't doing too hot. To bring Michigan back where it's supposed to be is awesome, and to be a part of that and a main contributor in that is there's nothing better.
Nice. And I got to ask before we kind of get into nooks and crannies to why you're here. The Rose Bowl game didn't end, or
Orange Bowl.
The Orange Bowl. But what was it like just kind of playing in that game?
Playing in a bowl game that is renowned around the country is something else. You know, Florida State's a hell of a program, and we're building something special up in Ann Arbor, too. So being a part of that and playing in a really big bowl game to finish my career was awesome.
Excellent stuff. And for you, I mean, have you always had the size?
Yeah, I mean, more or less. You know, a lot of it was just getting bigger, getting stronger, getting faster, and adapting to the college game once I got there. You know, I redshirted my first year to try and build some strength, get a little faster, quicker. But once I did, I kind of hit the ground running.
Nice. And I'm curious, a guy like you, I usually because the numbers are so monstrous. I mean, when you arrived in Ann Arbor, what did you weigh, and what are you standing at now?
I probably weighed about 280 going into Ann Arbor, but right now I'm standing about close to 300. Nice. 20 pounds over 5 years, you know, it's not too much, but just converting a lot of body fat into muscle and just trying to do that along the way.
Nice. And for you, I mean, you know as well as anybody, playing in a big-time program like Michigan, everybody wants the opportunity to get to Sunday. I mean, when does it kind of sink in that you have that chance? Because you know it may happen and you just, I mean, basically you might stink,
yeah.
But you don't. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, when does that kind of become reality that the NFL's a dream come true?
It kind of snuck up on me, you know.
Yeah.
My first few years wasn't playing too well. I was just kind of in there as a guy. And then after my retro junior year, started playing pretty well. And then the preseason grades came out. And I had a pretty good grade, and I realized, I'm like, wow, like I have a chance to fulfill my lifelong dream of playing the NFL. It was something pretty special, kind of clicked then. And, when you realize that, you have a chance to make your dream a reality. It's pretty special.
Nice. How'd you find out about coming down here to Mobile, Alabama?
I got a letter one day sitting at my locker, and a couple dudes were saying congrats to me when I was walking in the locker room. I'm like, oh, what's this about? I don't know if they were BSing or what. So then I walked to my locker, and on my stool, there was a Senior Bowl invite, and I couldn't be more elated.
Nice, and the rest is history.
Yeah.
Once again, Ryan Glasgow here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you can always know you can check it out free at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be featuring this draft bio page. It'll be like what we like to say is the one-stop shop for everything you need to know about Ryan as he makes his path towards Philadelphia in the 2017 NFL Draft. For you, I mean, kind of take us to what makes you special. I mean, you've been talking with scouts, but if they're breaking down film of you, what do you think they're going to love about your game?
I think they love how tough it is and hard-nosed it is. I mean, there are a lot of pretty boys to play D-line, you know, out on the edge there, but in the middle you can't play like that and make your hay. So I think the way I play double teams, the way I play single blocks, disengage, and the physicality that I play with is something that I think puts a twinkle in coaches' eyes.
Nice, and I agree with you. You know, when I scout and when I'm even covering games, when I'm in the press box, all I do is fixate in the interior line.
Mm-hmm.
I love it when it's either your offense or defense. I love when one of you guys always give that extra nudge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because most of the time people kind of follow the ball off to the left or the right, but if you kind of follow maybe what's going on, kind of see that extra push.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different world down there. Nothing's called. Face masks are getting grabbed. Jerseys are getting torn off. It's a man's game down there. I mean, you can't play scared down there or else you get rolled.
Yeah, that's not a place for me, as you can tell. Does anything go unnoticed? And I ask this question because, you know, it could be team leadership. It could be film study. It could be maybe things you weren't allowed or asked to do defensively. I guess, what do these scouts need to know about you that they won't see on film that's a big bonus?
I think the scouts need to know how hard I work off the field to put on the performance I do on the field and what type of team leader I am. You know, I'm a big lead by example guy, do right guy, who's going to be in the right place at the right time, show up to things on time, do the right thing.
Nice. Excellent stuff. And that when you talk about that leadership stuff, I mean, what was it like kind of being a leader of that unit?
It was something else, you know. I mean, we have a lot of seniors on there, so everyone was a leader in their own way. I didn't have to be the vocal guy. We had Jabril, we had Jordan Lewis for that type of stuff. But just leading by example for my position group and my position as a nose tackle in Michigan was something huge and something I try to do every day.
Excellent stuff. And I'm sure you are. Where are you training at right now?
Exos San Diego.
Oh, Exos. Yeah, mm-hmm. They do a terrific job. How long have you been out there since the bowl game?
Yeah, I've been out there for about 3 weeks. You know, it's a little nicer weather than Michigan, so I'm happy to be out there.
Nice. Are you looking in the mirror a little bit more?
Yeah, you know, I catch myself with my shirt off, flexing a little bit.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Ryan Glasgow here on the C2P talking some NFL draft. Do you get comparisons to anybody or anybody you pat yourself out?
I mean, Kyle Williams from Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
He's someone I kind of look up to. Also, Mike Daniels, kind of an undersized
Packers
guy for the Packers.
Yeah.
Just plays with his hair on fire. Awesome to watch. He's a little undersized guy. Guy plays with a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
It's kind of like how I like to play. So he's a guy I look up to, too.
I mean, besides just coming out here and dominating this week and improving your draft stock as much as you can, I mean, now, is there one main focus maybe that you really want to impress with these scouts?
I kind of want to show how I can pass rush.
Okay.
I think my pass rush efficiency is something that's underrated. So I want to show them that I am an athlete and I can't flip my hips and I can't get after the quarterback a little bit.
Excellent stuff. Well, Ryan, before we let you go, we always like to throw some lighthearted questions your way. You ready to go with that?
Yeah.
All right. I always ask this question for iconic head coach kids. And you have that iconic coach and now Coach Harbaugh. Mm-hmm. Does anybody do a great impersonation of him, and do they do it in front of him? That's on the team.
No one would ever do it in front of him, I don't think. I know Jordan Lewis, Jabril Peppers, they get after the impression sometimes.
Oh, yeah?
They do a pretty good one, but I don't think they'd ever do it within earshot of him.
That's funny. I'm glad I asked that, you know, because like I said, it's fun to hear. Female celebrities, if you take anyone out for a quick bite to eat, who's Ryan Glasgow taking dinner?
Oh, gosh, this is a tough one. You know who? I just watched a movie with Anna Kendrick in it.
Oh, yeah.
Cool, funny girl. It seems like, don't know her, but would like to get to know her. So if she's listening, I don't know if she listens to the Football Draft podcast, but maybe it's an off chance to get sent to her. Anna Kendrick would love to take you out to eat.
Well, it's your lucky day because we had her on last week, and it was the Big Ten preview. And we said, you know, anybody in the Big Ten would you like to take out for a quite big play? She's like, you know, she goes, that Michigan kid, the Glasgow kid. She goes, you know, I like the way he plays. You're like, this is a great day. And then the final question for you. We've been working with Eric Dorsey. He paints the cleats, which, you know, does the themes. If you could have any of your shoes themed out, what would you kind of want painted on there?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't know. I'd probably get some COD cleats and Call of Duty cleats. I think that'd be pretty sweet.
That's a good answer, man. That's good. I love when I get something, you know, not that it's a bad thing, but like, you know, I want my mom or my family, or, you know, like, that's nice, but I like when there's, like, something kind of really, like, you know, like an idea.
Or like something like a funny movie, like a super bad cleat, Napoleon Dynamite cleats, like, something like that would be
cool. Get, like,
funny.
The Anchorman, you get Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, Ron Burgundy, like, themed cleats, anything like that would be pretty cool, too.
That was on last night. It was hard to go to bed last night. You just keep wanting to watch it. Well, once again, Ryan Glasgow, the Michigan standout, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. As always, like to stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, my man.
Awesome.
Excellent. Thank you.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.